All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Sunday, April 11th. If this week's batch of third stimulus payments is anything like the previous one, then they should have started processing this past Friday. Remember, the official payment date typically falls on the Wednesday, so in this case, this Wednesday, April 14th. Of course, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you, though not all, some of you are already seeing pending in your bank account for these payments. If not, remember to keep an eye on the Get My Payment tool. If you're still waiting for your stimulus payment, I will, of course, let you know if there's any further word from the IRS. The vast majority of these third stimulus payments should have gone out by the end of this week. I also want to remind anyone who pays quarterly estimated taxes that those are still due Thursday. That's this Thursday, April 15th for Q1 2021. The IRS pushed back the filing deadline for 2020 tax returns to May 17th, but that change didn't apply to the deadline for estimated quarterly tax payments for Q1. All right, let's get into the latest from Washington. First thing I want to mention is that several members of the Biden administration have been playing a little fast and loose with the job figures related to the infrastructure plan. Obviously, one aspect of that package is going to revolve around job creation. But in my opinion, some members of the Biden administration haven't exactly been super clear about how many jobs are actually going to be created from the American Jobs Plan. The key distinction here is that the White House expects the economy to generate 16.3 million jobs over the next 10 years. And that 16.3 million figure is independent of the infrastructure plan. On top of that, they're expecting the infrastructure plan itself to contribute 2.7 million new jobs, additional jobs, for a total of 19 million new jobs over 10 years. Okay. The problem here is that the administration hasn't always differentiated between those figures. For example, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told Fox News the 19 million jobs that will be created are more than the jobs that will be created if we don't do the plan. And it's very important to make that point. Now, in a strict sense, that's true. The estimated 19 million total jobs that will be created after the infrastructure plan is passed, if it's passed, are greater than the estimated 16.3 million jobs that would be created without it, right? But the way Buttigieg phrased it doesn't exactly make clear that most of those jobs would have been created anyway. Brian Deese, the head of the National Economic Council, basically the new Larry Kudlow, also said on Fox News that Moody's Analytics suggests that the American Jobs Plan would create 19 million jobs. That seems to me even more misleading than what Buttigieg said. Both the president and press secretary Jen Psaki have relied on that 19 million jobs figure as well. Biden said that if we pass this plan, the economy will create 19 million jobs. So again, he's not incorrect in a technical sense, but he's clearly using these figures kind of selectively. So if you hear 19 million, 16.3 million, 2.7 million jobs, I just want to clarify that they expect 16.3 million jobs to be created with or without the infrastructure plan. And the infrastructure plan itself is estimated to create 2.7 million jobs for a total of roughly 19 million new jobs over the next 10 years. Buttigieg has been making the rounds on a few different platforms to get the word out about the infrastructure plan, and he gave a little more insight into the administration's timeline when he appeared on CNN earlier today. He said the president wants to see major action in Congress and real progress by Memorial Day. Nancy Pelosi laid out that July timeline for getting something passed. He's referring to the July 4th target Pelosi mentioned for getting the bill through the House. Ultimately, the deadline for passage will be the end of September when they need to reauthorize highway funding, of course, along with everything else for the fiscal year. But as we saw with the American Rescue Plan, there are a lot of intermediate steps between now and then. He also mentioned on Fox that he expects Biden to have an open mind when it comes to revising the bill. Obviously, I wouldn't expect it to pass in the exact form the administration announced, but they don't want to move too far from those initial targets. So we'll just have to wait and see how Congress responds. If there's more, you know, drama with the parliamentarian, what she allows or what she believes is allowed to pass the reconciliation, and in which provisions the White House is willing to give up. And, you know, congressional Democrats as well. Congress will be back in session tomorrow, so the wheels will start to turn this week. I'll be back tomorrow with any updates from their return to the Capitol. I want to thank everybody for watching to the end. I really do appreciate your support, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.